This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So do you enjoy doing this kind of press, room to room?
Well, I've got to be a good actor and say, yes, I love it.
Some actors say that they get they do the acting for free and they get paid to do the promotion.
I can see where the inspiration for that saying is. But, you know, we have to do it, don't we?
Well, how did you like this role? I've spoken to you before about kind of the evolution of your screen tough guy, kind of usually outside the law kind of guy. And, you know, the bank job was sort of different from a lot of the movies you usually make. This seemed to have more interesting character stuff going on or interpersonal relationships than before. Where do you see this on your path of character evolution? So.
I think it's moving in a direction that I want to be moving in. It's, you know, it's a little more interesting to play this kind of a character than some of the other roles that I've done. And, you know, I'm getting to work with more experienced producers and more experienced directors and, you know, people like Ben Foster, working with someone of that quality. I think everything just, once you get a good screenplay, it starts, everything sort of comes into effect with having a good screenplay. You get good produce, everything gets raised in some way. And I think that's the driving force for me to work with better people, doing better things and having better scripts. And I think this is certainly something that I can say is going in the right direction.
I'm curious about the way you get ready for a role. How do you get ready for it? Do you prep work like 2 months and out? Or are you going to the gym more? Can you sort of talk about your regimen?
It changes so much depending on how injured I am. It's depends on what kind of action they want from it. And usually I'm trying to work with people that I've worked with before, so we have a certain amount of know-how and how and what we're going to do together. But it wasn't like we had a ton of, you know, extensive choreography to learn. But I always have a gym that I always go to that preps me. You know, I work with a ton of stuntmen there. It has the environment. It's a place called 8711 up by near LAX. And there's a ton of stuntmen working out all the time. And it's great to go there before I go shoot a film. But in terms of, you know, dieting and losing weight, I think I try not to focus too much on that unless it's really, really necessary. But my routines, my prep before a movie changes so much. Yeah.
Jason, you just talked about how your goal is to work with better people and better productions and, you know, everything getting better. I'm just curious, how have you evolved over the last 10 years? Are you more comfortable in your shoes now as an actor?
Yeah, I think I know what I'm doing. Just you get to know what you're doing, and there's no substitute for the experience. And you know, the more you do, the better you get. The more you understand what you need to do, and a lot of the elements are not in your control. And when it all comes together in a good way, then it's all good. I mean, to do it for me to be now working opposite Robert De Niro and Clive Owen, it's, you know, that's definitely a step in the right direction, I feel. Yeah.
Have you started on that?
Have I started on it?
Yeah.
We finished it.
Oh, you've done that?
Yeah, they're almost at the end of, they'll be almost the end of the first sort of director's edit. So his first cut will be seen soon.
So how is it and how intimidating?
I don't know. Working with De Niro is very intimidating, yeah. As you can only imagine. You don't want to make a fool of yourself in front of that man. So
is that a remake of the Peckinpah film?
It's not. No.
No.
It's I'm not sure whether that will be the finished title.
Oh, okay. So there's no theme question for 70s.
No.
Tough guy movie.
I'm curious. I mentioned a second ago about the way you get ready for a movie. You're going to act. You acted opposite Clive and De Niro. How did you get ready for that one? Maybe differently than some of your other projects.
Well, it's Are you talking about a physical prep?
Well, either way, mentally.
I mean, I'm not a method actor. I hope you know that. So you don't have me working, you know, for the SAS soldiers. You know, it's something. I find an ability to be able to play the roles that I do.
Of course. And no, that wasn't where I was going.
Okay. In terms of the physical stuff, it's about, you know, it's just about being available to the choreography and the locations and the stunts that are required. So the prep is, there's a certain style that you might need. There's a certain aspect that we address in terms of the fighting style. And that's just about what the character did and what kind of a background he comes from. So the physical stuff is easy. The other prep comes from, you know, rehearsals and, you know, communication with the director. And that all comes when you get to wherever you are filming.
Are you comfortable with your image as sort of the true action man of your generation?
Very comfortable, I suppose, if that's what you want to call me. I'm working away, and I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. And you know, things have been going well recently. I've been working with some good people.
Well, Stallone basically told me that when he thought of who would he cast, you know, as your guy in The Expendables, someone that age, you're the only person he could think of.
Right.
You know, that you're it for this kind of thing that, you know, had so many multiple people trying to do it, like back in the 80s and such. How did that happen? Culturally or with you individually or what?
I don't know. It's, we just ended up doing a couple of films with Luc Besson, and we did a few things a couple of other movies that Sly liked, and who knows what runs through a director's head and whether you're right for the part. And a lot of the other people he might have called were doing other things, so I don't know. Maybe I was down on the list.
I think you're underplaying it.
Yeah.
Have you heard about a sequel?
Yes, I have heard about a sequel, and I'll be the first to say yes to a phone call from Sly. I mean, we spoke about it. As soon as you know, the movie started to do really well, and he says, you know, it would be great to do this again. And if there's anyone who can do a good sequel, it's Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
He's done a fair amount. So, we had a good time. It was something I'd like to repeat.
Speaking of Sly, you know, he's in the business for so long now, and this is a remake of a movie from the early 70s. I just wonder, did you get any inspiration from movies, you know, made in that time for yourself? Did you grow up with them in any way? And
yeah, I've watched a lot of movies over my time, yeah. Do they influence me?
Was sort of a different style, I guess, you know, sort of, and now you are basically in the action shoes, but did you grow up with, like, action stars like Sly and also, like, you know, Charles Bronson and all these?
Of course, yeah, I've seen every film they've all done. That's why they're so great, you know, they do films that you can watch time and time again. I've always been a fan of Bronson and Stallone.
Was there any hesitancy about tackling a classic Charles Bronson character, or was it kind of exciting?
There's always, you know, the comparisons that are going to be made, and, you know, it's not the first remake that I've done. We did a remake of The Italian Job years ago, and that was such a, you know, again, a great classic movie that some people would think should never be touched. But, you know, the movie ended up really, you know, it was a very decent job. And it's the same with this. There's a lot of people that won't remember the original or won't even have seen it. It's a whole generation. It was, you know, 30-odd years ago. Where is it? Yeah, almost 30 years ago. So, I don't think we're too bothered about it.
I was wondering, since you seem to make a lot of action films, what type of films do you like to watch when you go to the movie theater? You're more of a romantic comedy type of guy, or?
I like all kinds of films.
He says to admit it to you.
I don't have any particular favourites. No, I enjoy myself. I go to the cinema, I watch all different kinds of films.
What have you seen recently?
What did I see recently? Last movie I went to see. I saw The Fighter. I saw The King's Speech.
And what did you think of those two?
Well, I thought they were terrific, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Very good indeed.
I'm curious. I'm a big fan of your pairings with Neville Dean Taylor. I'm curious if you could talk about when you think of the Crank movies. What's the first thing that comes to your head, and do you ever think there would be a third?
it's a shame the last one didn't do that well. And other than, I think the first one had a little bit more success. And usually, if you do a sequel, it usually has to, in some ways, take a little bit more money than the first one. But
the second one's just balls out crazy.
It was, yeah, absolutely nuts, and which reflects exactly who those two are. I don't know whether we'll do another one. Who knows? I just know we had a great... Working with those two guys is not like working with anybody else. I mean, they are absolutely mad as hatters. So. I know Neville Dean moved to the country not so long ago, and he's been living a different kind of life. I don't know how plugged into it he is to doing a third one. We'll see.
Well, they're directing Ghost Rider 2 right now. So, I mean, they're clearly back in the game.
We're always in touch, and we always mention the idea of, should we do another one? I don't know.
We asked Simon about this earlier, but what is your take? Why do you think movies about hitmen continue to be so popular with audiences? Is it something they want to see?
I don't know. Maybe you can answer that better than me. I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, why do you think they always have such nice houses in the movies?
Very lucrative job, huh?
Well, what else have you got coming up? It's a title called Safe.
Yeah, I did a movie with Baez Yakim and Lawrence Bendo produced it. A movie called Safe that we've just finished in New York.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about it?
I don't know if I should tell you about it, really. Was here to talk about the mechanic. I mean, it's an action film.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you can probably gather.
Mm-hmm. You a hitman in it?
I'm not a hitman, no.
Yeah,
not this time around. But we'll do all the press for that, I'm sure, soon enough.
So apart from making action films, what do you like to do in your free time? And training and stuff like that?
I like to relax, spend it with people that, you know, that I've grown up with, or people that I care about, and just relax, whether it's sitting around doing nothing or sitting on a beach.
Are you into soccer at all?
Not so much. All my friends are. You know, I'm not as big a soccer fan as people might imagine, being British.
I wanted to know if you could talk about working with Luc Besson. You've obviously had a great relationship with him. Could you sort of talk about the dynamic between the two of you and, you know, how it works when you guys are filming?
Yeah, I met Luc years ago, and, you know, he's one of the key figures in you know, my career. And, you know, he was basically the person that gave me a shot at being, in, you know, playing the lead in a movie. If it wasn't for him, the action movies, I don't think I would have had the same effect on my career. So, yeah, he's a very significant man, and I remember way back, we had a bite to eat in Paris, and the next thing you know, he'd written a script in a few weeks.
Well, he's famous for that. He churns out scripts faster than anybody. Do you have any input in that kind of stuff, or are you talking?
No, there's no time to have any input. It's done in 3 weeks, and there's the script. You know, this is what you're doing. I mean, he's so involved. And I remembered some of the rehearsals that we did. You know, he tends to find kids out of film school, and he'll use them and sort of. You know, he'll write the script and he'll have them come in and sit in, and he'll basically. Orchestrate the rehearsals and show exactly what the shot should be, and then send them away. And they're almost like puppets that, you know, basically do exactly what he wants them to do. And he's just the master of it. And he can just find people in the street, you know, turn them into actors and actresses. And he's got a very an amazing talent in finding people.
Are you having conversations with him to maybe for future stuff?
I bumped into him when we was doing some press on The Expendables, and we spoke about maybe doing something in the future. Yeah.
No, Ben just told us how he messed up his shoulder during during shooting the fight scene stuff. Anything happened to you and any you know any of the stunts you did challenge you?
I was injury free on this one. Normally I get beaten up and I end up doing something where that needs a bit of time to heal. But this time I was pretty good.
Anything? Any, did you do anything that you didn't do before that really pushed your buttons a bit?
Not on this one. No, this was. Yeah, it was an easy gig for me in terms of the action.
If you're not into soccer, do you follow competitive diving at all?
No, it's probably the smallest sport in the world.
I don't know, is it even followable?
Like, no, it's not even followable, no.
It's not sports. Has no. been 46.
Literally, as soon as I retired from diving, I have no interest in it.
Really? So,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how did you start getting involved in diving? It was something that, I mean, you like it, and that's how you started it?
I tried it, and then, you know, within a year I was on the British team, and all of a sudden, you know, you're sort of travelling around the world competing, and there's a certain aspect of that that's very appealing to a young man. And, you know, the competitive element, and, you know, travelling internationally with the British squad is, there's a lot of fun in that. Next thing you know, click your fingers, turn around, 12 years have gone. It's one of those things.
It looks like a very demanding sport, though.
It was very good for me to do what I'm doing now because a lot of the training is all sort of pointed in a direction that, you know, it allows you to gain aerial awareness. So if you're, you know, doing a lot of the stunts, you have a very great sense of, you know, distance and timing and, you know, a lot of the tumbling that I used to do and trampolining, it's paid dividends in so many ways, doing all the stunts. And, you know, it's definitely a large portion of my early physical life has definitely paid off.
With so many physical roles and stunts under your belt, were you able to give your girlfriend Rosie any tips for shooting Transformers 3?
We're not asking about Rosie.
Oh.
Yeah, just about mechanically.
Your character in this movie is a big car enthusiast. Is it something you are interested in?
I love cars, actually, yes. We can talk all day about vintage cars, yeah. Yeah.
So we must have heard to see that beautiful E-Type.
It's a great E-Type, yeah.
Was it the real one they blew up?
I'm not sure what they did, but I'm sure they just made a shell that was very cheap in the same colour. But yeah, the old E-Type is a great car.
Do you have any cool cars?
I don't have any classics. No, they tend to break down a lot, and there's always a problem with that. You know, there's nothing reliable about an old classic. It's just great to sit in and walk around and admire. But the practical side of them is
you like tinkering around.
No, I'm not much of a tinkerer. No, I just like the design and the. The materials that they use, I'm particularly fond of all the Jags, the old Aston Martins, the British cars.
I'm curious, how far out do you plan for your career? I mean, are you thinking already, I've got films lined up all in 2011, you know, I got four things, or are you sort of like, I take one project at a time and that's as far as I'm going to look?
Sometimes you can get sort of chopped up with it. This is the first period in several years now that for the next few months I'm not doing anything. Normally, you know, come January, the last 3 years, I've always had something in front of me. The trouble is, once you sign on to do a movie, there's always an aspect of that you might miss something else. So, the most I've had is a couple of movies in front of me. But now I'm just waiting for Stallone's next film.
You're waiting for Stallone's next film.
Yeah, the Expendables.
Well, I mean, you talked about it a second ago. There's been a lot of conjecture that it's definitely going, that it might be going.
It's more than, more than likely, yeah.
So
very positive that it will be going, yeah.
Oh, so this is what you're waiting on?
Yes. Right now.
No, that's good times.
Yeah.
Ben Foster was mentioning before that to make movies for him, it makes him a better person or learn a little bit more about himself. It's also helpful to you to make movies and have you learn more about yourself through the years?
Not personally, no. I enjoy making the movies, that's a guarantee. nothing I can. I mean, he's Ben's a lot different to me, and I think that's what makes this pairing so good in the movie. He's a very different person indeed. That's what makes the world go round.
Was there a particular scene in The Mechanic that while you were shooting it, you just kind of thought, this is great, this is why I make movies, this is just so much fun?
I think just being strung up there with Ben to see how scared he was when we was doing the down the side, it makes me sound a little bit sadistic there, but yeah, it's great when you do something good and everyone, you know, there's a great excitement. It seems that a lot of the action, there's always so much more reward in doing something in terms of the action than, you know, you do a good dramatic scene, there's no one clapping for that, you know.
Yeah.
Apart from, you know, people might get touched by it, but the actual immediate sort of reward, if you do a good stunt and it works out well, there's a great euphoria on set, and there's that just doesn't happen in dramatical scenes. It's you know, a lot of people you just don't get that immediate reward.
So when you're dangling there with Ben, is that kind of the sense where you're looking at him and you're like, where's your method acting now?
Yeah. It's quite fun, yeah. Yeah, he was pooping himself.
And how was it shooting in New Orleans?
We had a great time down there. We met some good people and made some great friends, and it's the second film I've done down there. It's slightly more appealing in the winter time than it is in the summer. It gets kind of sticky.
Thanks, everyone. We need to wrap this. Thank you.
All righty. All the best.
Thank you.
See ya.